Everything you touch. Ladytron, destroy everything you touch. Like David Price of the Red Sox.
Yes. Good. They lost.
They lose a lot.
They it's lost fine. To the Yankees. That was what made it even better.
I mean, the Yankees are in last place, so.
Oh, hey, I was asking if it was actually Ladytron, and listener Ken from Hyde Park up on the comments board put his Android phone on it and said, yes, it's Ladytron, destroy everything. And it was.
What's the album for the Ladytron?
I don't know. We don't have to. Do we have to say that?
I don't know.
It's Witching Hour. We don't have to say that.
I like
now,
that
though.
Ladytron.
Yeah, I know you do. I like the Red Cross you pulled out. I thought we should have started with Red Cross.
Chris Cross?
No, Red Cross. Didn't you start with Red Cross?
Oh, Chris Cross.
Oh, the little kids.
I'll turn it on in the background.
Okay, good. Oh, hey, so hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn Steve. Jump.
I try to get all the records that are like short, like me, down on the.
I think I had a confused with Red Cross. Remember them? They were good.
Oh, Red Cross is good.
Yeah, they were good too. We should have all the like cross bands.
Anytime there's a lull in the conversation, we should just go. That album apparently came out in 1992, so it's almost the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, that's good
like that.
For old people like us. That's why we talk about sports, because we're old.
Old.
Hey, I have a story about an old person.
Tell me your old people's story.
I can. I'm going to read it at the WFMU meetup at KGB.
Oh, that's coming up this weekend.
Thursday night, 7 p.m., KGB Red Room. We have the WFMU Literary Guild.
Red Room.
Exactly. So that'll be fun. Oh, who's, and another
who's,
another is, old.
Who's reading it? That Dan Boda and.
I think Stashu.
Stashu.
Oh, and Jesse Jarno has. He's going to read from his book.
He has a book.
That's fancy. Yeah, he has a really good fancy book. Yeah.
Fancy book.
Yeah. Big selling book. About something. He's going to read from that. So, yeah, and some other people. So, you know who else is old, though?
Who?
Bartolo Colon!
Bartolo Colon is the oldest player currently in the major leagues.
He's 43 years old.
He's also the oldest player to ever hit a home run.
Yeah. As his first home run.
His first home run.
His first home run came this past week. He's 43 years old.
He's a pitcher.
He's a pitcher for the Mets.
He spent most of his career in the American League.
Yeah, where the pitchers have to bat.
In the National League, they have to bat.
That's where he is now. In the American League, they have designated hitter.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
So you have big, that fat means, guys who come off the bench and can't play the field.
Yeah. Or sad, old, tired guys like...
Sad,
like
old, tired men.
Alex Rodriguez or somebody. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so the National League, which is where the Mets are, the pitchers have to hit, but he mostly played... Oh, look at... There's station manager Ken leaving in the parking lot with his dogs, Rooster and Olive.
Hi, Ken!
Hi, Rooster! Hi, Olive!
I don't think he can hear us.
No, we're in a soundproof room. It's a studio.
It's a
radio studio.
No,
yeah,
it's a radio
station? They can't hear us. Oh, I like dogs.
Dogs are nice.
Dogs are great. Dogs are really good. Okay, so,
You can't tell me a story about what you're reading at the...
Well, I can tell you that it's based on Plato. Do you know Plato?
Yeah, you were telling me about this last week.
Plato's
crazy. You read me kind of your story.
Yeah, well,
Plato
I worked on it a lot. It's
master
really good.
Plot
it's
of really, every story
every plot
ever
and every written by this guy. It's a book by this man named Mr. Cook. What's his first name? Ward Wendell Cook or Williams Cook
Lord
or something.
Lord Wendell?
Ward.
Oh, Ward Wendell.
I think. It's got two W's and a Cook at the end of it.
Yeah.
And he was a big writer in the around the turn of the 20th century. He wrote a lot of Westerns, and then he started writing science fiction. And he wrote so many pulp novels and so many pulp stories that they called him the man who deforested Canada. And that was supposed to be like...
That's a good thing?
That was a good thing, yeah. So one year he wrote 54 novels that were all published.
Wow.
I know, that's more than
it's
one
like
a week.
Like James Patterson or
he's
Stephen
crazy.
King or something like that.
More than that, right?
Yeah.
So he called himself the Fiction Factory, and he had it down to a little science of how you plot stories. So he put everything he knew into this book, which is completely insane. It's the most WFMU book ever, I think. It's like really nuts. It involves math and symbols, and you have to follow things and find a conflict and then look at the conflicts before it by number and letter designation, and the conflicts after it by it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So I basically used online number generator to pull a random number, and that's what I started with. And then I built a little plot, which is only about a paragraph long, and then I wrote a story with that plot. And so that's the plot of story. And I've been editing it. I'm through, I think, four revisions now. I think I'm done. I'm really happy with it.
It's
I mean,
good.
I
You're
gave
ready
you
for
yeah
it?
Yeah I gave you like the
that was good.
I gave you the
it was riveting.
I gave you kind of the it wasn't even written
I was on
yet.
The red edge of my seat. I mean, I was a little drunk, but I was
yeah, yeah,
still
no,
on
no,
the edge
no,
of my
no,
seat.
No, it gets it's really good now. It's really solid, so I'm happy with it. So that's what I'm going to be reading. I'm going to be explaining Plato and reading a Plato story.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay.
It'll be fun. And it's always a good time there. So it's
yeah, KGB's great. Stop by.
It's an official WFMU meetup. So I think
meet up there, get
with
some
other,
beers, meet
other
some
listeners.
Famous
they
literary
are, you know,
DJs.
They want you to like not like they want you to buy like. Cocktails because it's
kind of cocktail?
Fancy. I don't know. Oh, I like.
I've never been in that room.
It's
I've
fancy.
Only been in the room with the cheap vodka. I've only been in the room with. It's like give me your worst possible vodka.
Mm.
That was like my Cinco de Mayo. It was like.
Well, you had vodka for Cinco de Mayo.
Give me your worst possible right. tequila and your smallest condoms, please.
Jeez.
201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. Please dial carefully. We're talking sports for the next hour.
Oh, yeah, sports. Yeah, we should talk sports.
What
we were talking
about
Bartolo. We were talking about Bartolo
Colon. Colon's an old fat guy.
Yeah, and he's a pitcher.
And he was kind of having
pitcher.
A down career until they he went to Germany and got that, like, blood circling thing that they do.
No,
so
did he?
Yeah, he went.
I didn't know that.
He was one of the first. Kobe Bryant went and did it, too. And they take the fat from your shoulder and, like, cycle it through some kind of Frankenstein machine and they cycle it back. And that's how he came back from, like, the dead as a pitcher.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they did some kind of...
They did that in Germany?
I think it's illegal now.
Or do they do that in Switzerland?
It's some country
where they speak
where
German.
Various, yeah, I mean, well,
okay,
one of the countries that Germany's invaded and conquered a
all
bunch of times.
That's
yeah,
all
I mean,
of them. That's all of Europe,
most of Eastern
basically.
Europe.
Yeah, pretty much every
and,
place.
And so now he's kind of pretty good. But his fastball is,
he's amazing.
He's an incredibly amusing member of the Mets because he, every once in a while, he swings so hard...
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got a double last year, and people were thrilled with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But his home run has been treated like...
That's amazing.
It's like really, Babe Ruth's called shot in the...
Yeah.
In the
he's really old. He's a pitcher. Pitchers traditionally don't hit well.
He's a jolly
he
fat guy.
He doesn't hit at all. Yeah, and all of a sudden, he hit this ball, and it went out of the park, and he had
and
a home
people
run.
Went insane.
People went nuts. You can look it up online and see it. Just look Bartolo Colon home run. It's really fun to watch.
Hello, caller. You're on the other side of Sportsy Talk.
Hi, my name's Taylor.
Hello,
Hi,
Taylor. Welcome to the show.
I called last minute last week.
Oh, did we answer your phone?
Yeah, no, what did we do? Did we blow you off? What happened?
What happened?
No, you did. You let me on even though there was a minute left.
Oh, well, I'm glad you called back. Thank you for calling back, Taylor.
So you're a longtime listener, second time caller.
Yeah, that was my first time ever calling anything.
Oh, well, we welcome you.
How's it going?
Hi. Well, last week I was going to call because you guys were talking about the America's Cup. And
yeah, how did that go this weekend?
I can tell you, but let's let Taylor tell you. You want to tell us about the America's Cup?
Oh, I have nothing to. Well, I was going to say is my dad is. It was just his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad!
He turned 60. He's obsessed with.
He's younger than me.
What? She doesn't look 60.
Sorry, I have to
Are you
cough
okay?
now. Yeah.
Do you need the cough button to be pressed?
I started laughing so hard I had to cough. Yeah. Yes. Okay,
so your father turned 60 this weekend. It was America's Cup here in the New York area in the Hudson and East River.
No, it wasn't in the East River. It was just in the Hudson.
Just in the Hudson?
The Hudson and the Harbor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he's obsessed with it. So I was calling to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh.
Well, happy birthday, Taylor's dad.
Belated birthday.
What happened?
But I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, I didn't catch. I didn't. Did you watch the America's Cup last weekend?
Well, there's no way to watch it unless you go down to see it. Did you go see it, Taylor?
Oh well, no. They usually show it on TV. I've watched it with my dad before, and I'm kind of obsessed with. I don't know anything about it other than when I watched it with him. It was sponsored by Larry Ellison.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That guy's really rich.
yeah, I don't know anything about him except his daughter's pretty awesome.
Wow.
He's a hot daughter.
Well. She's very pretty, but she also is like a film producer. And basically what she did with her riches is she's like, I'm going to go make sure Paul Thomas Anderson and Wong Kar-wai can make movies.
Oh, well, that's cool.
That's good.
Yeah. And then she bought the Terminator franchise or something.
What?
She bought the Terminator franchise?
Yeah, so I think her production company is partially responsible for that last one that came out. But that's not...
Yeah, the last one was no good.
Yeah.
It had the Khaleesi lady... She plays Sarah Connor now because the other lady's too
old
to play her.
Yeah. Amelia Clark, right?
Yeah, but she's not playing her again.
She's the daughter of the best friends of a friend of mine.
She's the daughter of the best friend of a friend of yours.
Yeah, my friend Vincent.
Congratulations.
My friend Vincent's best friends are this couple in Italy. She's Italian, right? So she's...
Is she?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, she's Italian.
I only think she's hot with the silver hair from the Game of Thrones show.
Oh, really?
I think when she has normal hair, she just looks like a normal person.
Well, she is a normal person.
I mean, she's an actress, normal person.
Okay.
In a thrilling winner-take-all final race, Emirates...
I can tell you, New Zealand won.
Yeah, Emirates Team New Zealand unhooked itself from a starting buoy.
Boy. That's pronounced boy.
To win the Louis Vuitton America's Cup World Series New York with the high score of 52 points. Another large crowd, estimated 100,000 people, turned out on a sunny day that was treated to some very unpredictable racing.
Ugh.
This after over 75,000 came out on Saturday. No lead was ever safe on Sunday as the wind shifted through the wide arcs of the west to the north and ranged anywhere from 50 to 20 knots.
Goodness.
It was one of those series where everyone had...
Oh, that's very exciting.
Good luck and bad luck.
Do you know my favorite thing about the America's Cup this year?
What?
Their spokesman, Patrick Bateman, was on the radio.
Yeah.
And he said that it was a lot like NASCAR.
A lot like
NASCAR. The America's Cup is a lot like NASCAR. We go here and there. We race all over the world.
Do boats ever explode?
I know. That's what I thought. I was hoping like, so people just come down to watch it to see the boats explode and the people die? I mean, are there crashes? That's awesome. I just thought it was sad that they're comparing it to NASCAR. So, Taylor, are you like a one percenter guy? Is that why you watch the America's Cup? Or
yeah,
what's the deal?
I realize it's a rich-person sport, which is why I'm completely flabbergasted by how into it my dad is. But watching it on TV is kind of cool because there are all these like kind of neat graphs and charts about like...
Oh, they have like stats for boats?
Well, it's...
any of the boats...
Boring, but it like... They chart like the wind speed and the direction in kind of interesting ways.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to explain it because it's been so many years, but it's like kind of visually compelling just to watch. I'll get off the phone and because we're going to talk about the America's Cup. And the other thing I wanted to ask is if you guys, because I've read that Bronwyn, you'd had a book club.
Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. Yep. JonBenét's book club.
That's so cool.
JonBenét's book club.
It was.
My semester is ending, and I go to college, and
it's a good place
like,
to go.
There's no time to finish a book semester. It's kind of a bummer.
Okay.
So I would love the...
You want book like recommendations?
I started the Fight. Norman Mailer.
Okay.
This semester.
That's a great.
I'm really into that, and I never really read sports literature. literature before. So
his boxing writing is pretty good. He used to do boxing writing for Playboy and some other places, and it's actually pretty. I mean, it's he's an outstanding. He's an like a
there was, there was
astounding kind of moron. But I mean, like his boxing stuff is really kind of
remind
fun.
Me of the woman who wrote. There was a woman who was writing boxing.
Joyce Carol Oates.
Yeah. Joyce Carol Oates.
Joyce Carol Oates,
right?
Is a great fan of boxing. She would grew up with boxing, and when I met her, we did an event with her one time.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I kind of wanted to talk
Jim
about.
Jim the Poet is like
yeah, I'm Mr.
He's Mr.
Big,
Mr. Books.
Mr. Big literary man.
He is.
You know, Joyce Carol Oates looks like olive oil or something like that. She's like
yeah.
85 pounds, and you know, she can barely lift her arms and kind mm-hmm. of stuff.
And she's all into
when
fighting.
When she talks about boxing, yeah, she's super animated and, cool. and like super interested and stuff like that.
Mm. Let me ask listener Taylor one last question. Because I have to go. All right, listener Taylor. So, if Emirates New Zealand boat raced against Bodie McBoatface, who do you think would win?
He doesn't know who Bodie McBoatface is.
I don't.
It's an internet thing. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Bodie McBoatface. They Bodie asked. McBoatface. There was like this. There was like
I can't
this,
even say it without
it's
laughing.
It's just ridiculous.
It's stupid.
Thanks for the call, Taylor.
Thank
Happy
you, Taylor.
Birthday to your father.
I hope you guys resurrect the book club.
Well,
oh, we definitely
you
will.
Can go. You can go online, WFMU.org, and the archives. There's all the entire book club archives are
no,
archived.
I mean, a new.
Yeah, well,
a
you new and I one. Could. You and I could read books.
Well, we could read like sports
I work at a
books.
Bookstore. Yeah.
Should
yeah.
we read sportsy books?
You read that.
I read a lot of sportsy books.
Yeah,
actually.
You read that.
Yeah.
We'll think about it because
well,
the summer
thank
is.
You so much. Have a good
the
day.
Summer's a good
okay.
time.
Okay. Thanks, Taylor.
All right, pal.
He wants to get off the phone.
He's like, please let
right,
me leave now.
Please let me sign off. So listener Tomas caught this. He said their spokesman is called Patrick Bateman.
And yeah, isn't that the guy from...
Yes, I made that up.
It's the guy from...
American Psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made that up. I just heard the guy on the radio and I was like, oh, that's Patrick Bateman right there. Yep.
I should have watched that. I forgot. Because there was a point, actually, on Sunday, and Sunday is my
was
day.
Was it on TV? It wasn't on TV. Was
I have
it?
No idea. I was looking around for sports to watch.
Because
somehow the Mets were on. The Mets were in San Diego, and that game wasn't on until 4.
Mm-hmm.
All the soccer that I usually watch on Sundays was boring, like regulation, where it was like they were sending
relegating,
teams down.
They're relegating teams, yeah.
And I had a beer before the show. Some kind of Polish beer. What was that again?
I don't know what it was.
It was called OK.
Yeah, okay, Polish beer.
Definitely okay, and we definitely need more okay.
We'll get more for next week.
So it was like teams going down. Like, I don't care if you come in last place. Like, what do I care? Like,
yeah,
I got
exactly.
enough problems. That ain't one of my problems. Hello, Carl. You're on the air. It's a Sportsy Talk.
Turn down your radio.
Call
before
back.
Before you call us, 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-WFMU if you'd like to be on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Call our show.
Call our show, please.
You'll probably be on the air.
Probably.
Like Taylor. Taylor
very
seems like a nice guy.
He was nice. He was just eager to get off, which is unlike
really,
most of our callers. Most of our callers, we can't get rid of them no matter what we do.
You have to smash the console to get them off the air.
Get off the phone. Hey, we got a letter.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, as opposed to a phone call.
Like a cease and desist letter? Like what kind of
no,
letter?
No, no,
a
we
legal
a,
document
no,
of some
no.
kind?
No, no. Well, it's not like a letter. It's an email, but I printed it out so I could read it because, you know, it's too hard to read it off my phone now that I'm, you know, in my 60s
yeah, I'm
and
blind
everything.
Too.
Yeah, it's hard. okay, so this is from former guest co-host listener John.
A handsome boy.
Yeah, remember him from a couple of weeks ago?
I do.
He was so awesome.
I mean, I do have memory that goes back more
really?
Than 2 weeks.
Really? Oh, good.
Like,
yeah.
I vaguely remember that.
he says, hey, Bronwyn, glad you're feeling better and back in action. I wanted to suggest that you and Jim consider the adoption of the Toronto Raptors this playoff season as the official Sportsy Talk NBA team. Why? Because they're hopeless? Because there's no way they can win like us. I mean, what is?
No,
I don't
they're
know why.
Who are they playing? They're playing.
Are they playing somebody worse than they are? That's pretty exciting. I mean, they got in the playoffs, so that's something.
I can't remember.
All right, the Raptors' naming was handled as an open call for suggestions from the public and a fan vote.
Raptors.
And they could have named them Bally McBallface. That would have been great.
Raptors lost to Miami Heat 94-87.
No, the Heat.
Oh, they're playing the Heat.
Oh yeah, they're gonna lose. I don't know, but the Heat aren't that good this year, are
they're
they?
They're 2-2 against the Heat.
Oh, all right, well.
And they play again tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. This was all happening, of course, in 1993, just as Jurassic Park was sweeping the continent. The rising tide of dinosaurs due to Steven Spielberg's cinematic masterpiece was influential in the naming of at least one National Basketball Association team. He's kind of snarky, isn't he? I like him. Yeah.
Snarky? No, he's a heartfelt guy.
Don't you think he's being a little bit snarky?
No, the funny thing about the Raptors is that they've since unearthed raptor bones.
Yes, in Toronto?
No. I have no... They have no... Okay. They
someplace?
Have nothing to do with Toronto, as far as we know.
Yeah.
But that they were covered in feathers.
Oh, yeah. They found out that
they're not birds. The...
birds are terrifying dinosaurs among us or something.
Yeah, they're not the...
I have
like
a blue jay
Jurassic
that
Park
looks in my window
raptor
every
is like a
yes.
goofy
yeah.
hybrid of nonsense as compared to what a real raptor
a real
was,
raptor
which
was
like a, you know...
other thing.
It was covered in feathers and like, ate its own poo or something like that.
Okay, here's the rest of the letter.
Okay.
A nationwide contest was held to help name the team and develop their colors, C-O-L-O-U-R, because
it's in
Canada.
Toronto.
And logo. Over 2,000 entries were narrowed down to 10 prospects. The Beavers, the Bobcats, the Dragons, the Grizzlies, the Hogs, the Raptors.
Hogs and
Diggle. I know. The Toronto Hogs. The Raptors, the Scorpions, T-Rex, Tarantulas, and Terriers. The final selection, Toronto Raptors, was unveiled on Canadian national television on May 15th, 1994. It's almost like however many years that has been since, I mean, like
21?
Sometime, yeah. The choice was influenced by the popularity of the 1993 film adaptation of the 1990 science fiction novel Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton. The name Raptor is a common informal name for the Velociraptor, a swift, medium-sized dromaeosaurid theropod dinosaur, says Wikipedia. A pretty darn sportsy way to name a basketball team. Hope you guys are both doing great.
Well, this goes back to Bodie McBoatface, which people who are unaware of the internet...
I should look it up.
Bodie McBoatface, like this British government wanted to
boat. They built an exploratory boat that was going to go to like Antarctica or someplace, right? It's like a special science exploration boat. And they said, oh, what should we name it? And some people suggested the Richard Attenborough. Somebody suggested they name it after some other famous explorer that I never heard of. And then somebody else suggested Bodie McBoatface.
And that went crazy.
It won. And they wouldn't.
They just named it after Richard Attenborough.
Yeah. Oh, Taylor's worried that he sounded rude getting off the line.
No, rude.
No, we love you. We love you, listener.
We love you, Taylor.
Thank you.
Hello, caller. You're on the other side of Sportsy Tug. Okay.
That was interesting.
That was cool.
Mr. Tomaz said that it was a Bateman-esque sport.
Jason Bateman?
Yeah. No,
Justin
no, no.
Bateman?
No, Patrick.
Steve Bateman?
Patrick.
I get all my Justine Bateman. Remember her? She was on the... She was brothers with the other Bateman, who was on the Valerie's Furniture show.
What are you talking about?
Justine Bateman was on the Michael J. Fox show.
What are you talking about?
Justine Bateman.
I don't even know.
You don't know who Justine
mean?
Bateman is?
No, and you don't make any sense. You said she was brothers with somebody.
Yeah,
she's
said brothers
was on
with
a
Jason
furniture
Bateman.
Show or something.
They called that show Valerie's Family after she left.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, she left the show.
I don't know what
you're
talking about. I didn't watch those shows.
Those were good shows.
Lister DJ says that the America's Cup was on NBC.
Oops.
Oh, well.
Well,
we
I was looking for something to do. I was actually kind of bored. Mm-hmm. I was going to read a book on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Again?
Yeah, it was no good.
You've read books before, I think.
I have. They hurt my head. I like the Games of Thrones books. Now the Games of Thrones has surpassed
they've gone
the
past
books.
What he's never going to finish those, is he? George Martin, the guy who writes those? No.
Why doesn't he just Hardy Boys them out? Like, why doesn't he just go like, hey, you're an intern. Go write a Tyrion chapter.
Yeah.
He's going to have sex with a... giant. I don't know.
Yeah,
go
why not?
Do
yeah.
it.
Yeah, they would do that, right?
Yeah, people would write that in a second. Like, I could finish that guy's novel on a weekend. Just give me, like, a bottle of whiskey.
All we need is a bottle of whiskey and Plato.
Plato is all you need.
That's all you need. We could just finish Game of Thrones
Plato!
For everybody.
Okay, would you watch a fight between Floyd Money Mayweather?
No.
And that Conor McGregor who backed out of some fight with another...
I don't
he's one of those killer guys...
don't want to
watch
fights.
That, like, rolls around on the mat and chokes you. And
I think fights are a bad idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did you stop watching fights?
I never watched them.
You never watched them?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch hockey. I don't watch basketball. What do I don't watch anymore?
Are there any sports that you do watch?
Yes. I watch all the ones that are on TV. You know what Sluggo did that was very sweet?
Tell me.
He told me about Sling TV. He saw an ad for Sling TV.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
TV.
$20.
Yeah, and he said you can get ESPN and ESPN 2. He thought of it for me because he said I could see sports on it.
And
is that sweet?
Is that what you're doing, watching sports?
Well, we haven't gotten it yet, but I think we might.
I think you should do it.
Don't you think that's dear of him that he thought of that?
I think he's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
He's a sweet person.
Yeah.
He's always looking out for you.
He is.
That's good.
I know. I like that.
Bryce Harper was on the bus for the Washington Nationals. He's a baseball player, one of the best baseball players in the league.
Yes.
But people think he's kind
of... Which league?
The Major League Baseball League. He's in the National League.
Okay.
People think he's kind of a haughty person.
Haughty?
He was the one who got choked out by Papelbon last year. Papelbon attacked him.
Wait, wasn't Bryce Harper, isn't he the guy, he's like lousy now?
No, he's really good. He's got like, 15 home runs or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, he's a hitter. Who's the pitcher who's like terrible?
David Price?
No. On the Mets. He was like Mr.
On the Mets,
Harvey.
Oh, Matt Harvey.
Matt Harvey.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of guys who don't, they have to wait till the sun comes out to like actually get their, 97 mile an hour fastball back.
Yes.
But Bryce Harper's a left fielder or right fielder. I never learned right from left. I'm going to say
outfielder.
Right.
Say outfielder.
He
that
plays in the outfield.
Everything.
He's
in the
out
outfield.
There someplace.
Yeah, somewhere.
And he got on the bus in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got off the bus and had a jar of money and gave it to a homeless woman.
How did he get a jar of money?
They think it's the swear jar. So, like, when you swear on the team bus or, you get fined or something like that for, killing a hooker or whatever they do.
Yes.
You have to, like, put $20 in the thing.
Yeah.
He just hands the jar to this homeless person who had, like, a dog. So it was a homeless person and dog. And he goes, here's a bunch of money. And gets back on the bus.
But is it his money to give?
He gave it. I don't know. I'm sure they can fine him for that. He could
fine him another $20 for giving the
you
swear
get fined
jar.
$20 for giving the tip jar money away.
I like the idea of just riding around with a jar of money.
He's a millionaire and he's just hugging a jar of money at all times. I should just throw this out the window.
This is heavy.
He is basically going to be like he's already talked about being a Yankee. He's always wanted to be a Yankee. He's completely obsessed with being a Yankee.
Who does he play for now?
The Washington Nationals.
Oh well, yeah, of course he wants to be a Yankee.
So he wants to be a Yankee. He's only like 22 and he's already got like 100 home runs. Like he's been playing.
Yeah,
since
why
he
don't
like
they? Why don't they buy him?
Like.
Don't they buy and sell them like slaves?
No, not anymore.
No, they
used to do
Can't
that.
Can't they buy him?
No.
No? What do they have to do to get him?
They have to give away like Aroldis Chapman and I would say Aroldis Chapman, Andrew Miller, Severino, and anything else they have.
Yeah, you haven't hit anybody. I mean,
Aroldis Judge. What's his name? Aaron Judge.
Something.
Steve Judge.
Steve.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Reinhold.
I am the law. So, Aroldis Chapman came back to start pitching.
Yeah, he was
yesterday.
In trouble for shooting guns at his girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah, he got. They have a domestic violence policy.
Apparently, that's
now
against the rules
the MLB.
Now.
Yeah, it didn't used to be, but now it is. And so he got suspended for 30 games for.
Oops.
Beating up his girlfriend somehow.
Did he beat her up or did he shoot a gun at her?
I
think it was just insanely menacing. And the cops didn't press charges, but MLB is like, you know what? Like, that's bad. That's bad for us.
Yeah, don't do that.
Stop doing that.
They're all wearing, like, pink uniforms this weekend.
That was kind of, what did you think of that?
I don't see why. I mean, what's it deal with breast cancer? It's like,
well, breast cancer is bad.
I know, breast cancer is bad, but it's like, oh, yeah, okay, so we don't pay women the same as men make, and all these other, and we beat them up when we feel like it, and all these other bad things happen. But once a year on Mother's Day, we wear pink sneakers or whatever.
Well,
and so
it used
that's
to be, it started like you would have a wristband that was
awareness.
Pink. Like it's, you would sell the wristband.
Yeah. But I mean,
this
you
year
make
it was
money
the
for
uniforms and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like shoes
it's
and
Mother's
socks
Day.
And
Mother's Day. Mother's Day. I don't know if I don't know if that does anybody any good. Two, I don't know if they need to raise awareness of breast cancer because doesn't everybody know about it now? Three, it doesn't raise any money for anything. Four, it's Mother's Day. Why does Mother's Day have to be about breast cancer? You know, couldn't Mother's Day be about something nice?
Well, I think that like, Komen thing is kind of shady too. Like they had
a lot of, the Komen thing is
once
totally
you get
shady.
To a certain level, like the wound. Warriors Project or like one of the ones that you everybody knows a lot about. Like it's suddenly you go like, oh yeah, they waste all this money that like they should be spending on other things.
Yeah, the Komen. I think the thing with the Komen Foundation was that they were giving money to stop Planned Parenthood or something.
Why were they doing that?
I don't know. Some crazy ass thing. I don't know why. Yeah, it was really bad. Some bad thing happened over there. Yeah.
So they have pink bats and pink uniforms.
Pink bats are hilarious. Oh my God, did you see the video of Alex Rodriguez wiping off his bat?
Oh yeah, because you reposted it. Yeah. You kind of did it like
on the Twitter. We have a Sportsy Talk Twitter.
Yeah, you do all the Twittering.
Yeah, well, you can. I mean, I forget
what the password is.
God, I've told you 100 times. I can't say it now because
you can't say it on the air.
No, because people would hear it, and then you say,
I mean, I think there's like a capital letter in the middle that I always forget or something.
No, it's a zero.
Anyway, he wiped it between his legs in a weird way. But he's on the DL now. He might be on the DL for
wiping
his
bat the wrong way
through his balls.
Can you say that?
Yeah. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. If you just want to quietly masturbate.
Stop. Oh, my God. If I were running the board, I would be bleeping you.
Bleep.
I would be bleeping you every minute.
201-209-9368.
I think I have to run the board from now on.
Forever?
Yeah. So I can have my finger on the red button.
But you bleep me all the time for no reason.
Yeah, I like that. It's kind of fun. 201-209-WFMU.
Danny Amendola of the Patriots took a huge pay cut gladly to stay with the evil triumvirate
to stay with Tom Brady.
Gronk and Tom Brady.
Wait, why did he took a pay cut? Because he wanted to.
Yeah, because they need to sign more people, more evil people to their evil scheme of playing football.
That's nuts.
So he was like, hey, I don't care. I'll play for free with the evil bastards.
That's crazy.
Isn't that good?
No, that's nuts.
No, you restructure your contract so they can bring in a bunch of other
guys.
Whatever
happened with Colin Kaepernick? Weren't they trying to get him to play for nothing?
He's worth nothing, so I don't know.
Was that who it was?
Kaepernick.
Somebody they were trying to get to play for like nothing.
He's awful.
It's like somebody was like entitled to some dough. And
terrible.
They said, yeah, we're not going to give you the dough, and if you don't sign, you won't get anything, and I don't know what happened. I forget.
How'd that go?
I don't know. I don't even remember the story, obviously, so that's when he was talking about it.
It's a good story.
It was a good story at one point. But now it's not.
Now it's no longer a good story?
Now it's no longer anything that I even
Tom
recall.
Brady sleeps on a bed made of...
diamonds.
Diamond dust.
I thought that was ridiculous and untrue, and I thought it meant that just it had a diamond pattern in the mattress or something. But no, it's actually diamond dust.
Made of diamond dust. Because those memory foam things...
Yes.
...get super hot.
It depends on what kind you have.
I think his gets hot because he sleeps with a Brazilian supermodel.
Yeah, but he sleeps in a single bed, apparently, because we saw a picture of the mattress, and it's a single mattress.
Well, I have a single bed like that. I have a twin bed or something
like
that?
Twin bed, yeah.
And it's good, because if you have somebody over, they really got to be on top of you.
Yeah, Sluggo and I had a twin bed for, like, the first 2 or 3 years we were together. No, the first 2 years we were together.
Yeah,
we
how's had to that
sleep.
Going?
It was great. Yeah, we had to sleep in it, for the first 2 years, but after that, we had a real bed.
I slept in a hammock for a while. It's very uncomfortable.
I bet. Yeah, I don't understand hammocks. It seems like they would be like they're so, you know, like your doesn't your back hurt because like you're in that weird position.
Yeah.
Do we have a caller?
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
I slept in a hammock.
It's me. 5 seconds ago. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you. You can talk to yourself.
Oh, I was going to call it. Should we call the
Oh, yeah. Do you know how to do that? No.
No.
You don't know how to do it.
You know how to do it. You can go over here and do it.
Okay, so we're going to call, who are we calling? The Sacramento Kings to see if they will give you a free tattoo of their new logo.
Well,
because
they were buying free tattoos for people in Sacramento.
Yeah.
To get their logo tattooed. They have a new logo, a couple new logos. There's like a Lowenbrow lion.
Yeah, they're kind of wavy. And
then there's like a King's hat.
How come, if they're the Sacramento Kings, how come their logo's like a lion? Wouldn't they be the Sacramento Lions? The lion is the king of beasts? Is that what they're doing? That's what they said.
Possibly.
I think the lemur is the king of beasts.
The lemur?
Really.
Lemur would be a good name for the Toronto Raptors. The Toronto lemurs would be a terrific name. Because at some point they always jump off the cliff of the playoffs.
No. That's lemmings.
Oh.
Lemmings go off.
Lemurs don't jump off a cliff?
No, lemmings jump off a cliff. Lemurs, I don't know what lemurs
Lemming
do.
Lemming just doesn't have
lemurs are like the power behind the throne.
Are they like the ones with the big eyes that are creepy?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh.
Are they?
I don't know.
I don't know. Do you want to call them? So I think if we're going to call them, I have to go over there and run the phone for you.
Okay.
So do you want to, like, put on a song or something while we do that?
No.
Or, no?
I mean, we can talk while you're over here.
All right, you talk, and I'm gonna take my headphones off and walk over there.
Okay.
Okay, go. Okay, do you have the silver phone down?
Do I have the... Oh, was I supposed to get the silver phone down?
Okay.
We forgot to talk about that part. So we're going to call... I didn't write her name. Joyelle, I think, is her name?
Dana.
Dana? Who's Dana?
That's who you're calling.
I'm calling someone named Dana to see if I can get a free Sacramento... Here, call this number here.
Okay,
what time is it in California? Like 3 a.m.?
Yeah, no.
What do I have to do?
No, don't do that.
What did you tell me to do?
Make that go away.
Make it go away?
Yeah, okay. So what you're doing is you're doing...
I'm hitting handset one.
Handset one. Right.
Okay.
Do you hear the thing?
No. Should I?
Do you hear this? Wait. Yes.
No, the phone's not up.
Okay, look, I am dialing. Wait, what is it? Where's the number?
We're dialing a number. Should we hear that?
You shouldn't. Yeah.
Is it working?
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Do you hear it? Do you hear it?
Nothing. Should I hear it?
Yeah.
No, if you hang up, I think we hear it.
Hi. This is Sportsy Talk on WFMU. We're live on the air. And we would like to talk to somebody about getting a tattoo of your logo.
Yeah, is there someone we can talk to?
Oh, you can't? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, I wish you could, but thanks anyway.
That's it? That's the whole call?
She said she couldn't speak with us.
It's a very... That was,
didn't you get that on the...
No, that was not on the air. Thank you very much.
There you go. You want to try it again?
No, she says you can't get on the air.
Well, let's call her again.
Oh, why? What happened?
You talked to her.
Why am I... What are you talking about? She already said we couldn't...
Ask. Well, she said she couldn't talk to us, but ask if there's someone who can.
Oh, is there someone we can talk about?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you hear it?
Yeah, vaguely.
Can you hear it through there?
Yeah.
Can people on the air hear it?
Yeah, I think everyone's hearing it.
Okay. Ask if there's someone you can speak to.
Not picking up. She's got caller ID, apparently. Sacramento Kings aren't picking up. They're not home. Season's over. Is Vladdy Divac there, please? No, she's not picking up now, man.
She's got caller ID. She's not gonna talk to us. All right. Well.
Jump for the Sacramento Kings.
You should have heard her.
Once again.
Okay.
Another one of the worst calls in history.
Okay. You have to
How many worst calls in the history of the...
We have to hit the air thing when we got once we get them on the air.
I didn't.
All right.
That was
I was waiting for her to give us somebody.
I'll take that as a no.
Yeah.
No, I'll email the Sacramento Kings.
We should have had her on the air, though. I was waiting until we got the person.
She apparently couldn't talk to us.
No, she said, blah, 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 blah.
That's what a California accent sounds like to
she
us.
She said something. I couldn't understand what she was saying. And
you
then
take
she
the
said,
420 down to the 15.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, okay, so, you know, we're Sportsy Talk, and we want to talk to somebody about getting tattooed. And there was this, like, sort of silence. And then she goes, I can't talk to you about that. And then I said, oh, okay. And I should have said, is there someone who can? But I didn't say that.
Grandma.
I'm sorry.
Give me somebody who's got
to... Give me somebody who can talk to me about it.
Give me someone we can deal with.
Yeah, she didn't. Well,
that was almost as good as the room. We called the hotel to ask.
Oh, yeah, the hotel, like, hung up on us.
Hung up immediately.
Yeah, we asked about their bed bugs.
They're like, can I help you?
Because, like, everybody was... That was in Oklahoma City, right? Everybody in the...
It's a haunted hotel in Oklahoma City.
Everybody that was going down there to play in the NBA, to play the Oklahoma... What are they? The Thunder?
Thunder.
Yeah, and they were all getting bed bugs.
Thunder's a better name than Raptors. Because Raptors is just a ridiculous animal covered in... it's dead, A. First of all, they're extinct.
It's covered in feathers.
Covered in feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Not very tough.
No.
Like, they figured out the jaw was actually... Like, they're vegetarians or something.
Oh.
So, nothing against vegetarians, but, you know.
Yeah.
They're not like... You need, like, a carnivore. You need, like, some kind of, you know... Or elephants would be a good...
Well, they probably thought... At the time, they probably thought raptors were, like, scary, you know...
But they were... They chose purple. Purple is one of their colors.
What, the raptors?
Raptors kind of have a purple thing. Mm. Now they have a red thing. And their logo was like a claw.
Yeah.
over a basketball. It makes no sense. I don't know what's going on with the team. But they're actually pretty good. Hmm. They're 2-2 with the whoever they're playing, the Heat.
Lester Carmichael says I have a perfect California accent.
You go down to the 17. You take the 45 over to the Pacific Coast Highway.
Maybe he met you. I have no idea. I don't know. We don't know.
I don't know.
What else is happening in sports this week? Lots of things coming up. Anything coming up? The hockey. Oh, my God.
How's the hockey going?
Okay, I looked at our brackets. Okay, next year we have to get brackets someplace other than NHL.com because their brackets
it's no good.
Just are terrible.
Terrible?
They hired like somebody's kid brother from high school to set up their website. It's just really bad. It's not very functional.
I apparently didn't finish my bracket.
You didn't finish your bracket. You still have zero, so you're in last place.
Oh, I'm in zero?
Yeah, I'm in second place.
Who's winning the... Who's doing well in the...
Woj Svendwoj?
No, I mean, what hockey teams are actually doing very well?
Oh, heavens, who knows? I don't know.
This says the Penguins and the Capitals play tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
On some NBC channel most people don't have.
And the number one person on our Sportsy Talk bracket has the Caps winning it all.
And they're not going to win. They're down 3-2, I believe.
I don't know. Danny D has the Pens winning, but he hardly has any points at all, so he's in third place. And
oops.
He can't catch
what,
up.
What happens? Who will be the winner? Who will have won? What do they get?
They get to come in and be a co-host.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want any more handsome co-hosts that are more handsome than me. It gives me self-conscious. And then, you know, we have some handsome young co-host, and you're like, oh, Jim, I want to hear from this guy rather than you.
No, come on. He was a co-host. You have to give him time to talk.
I mean, do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they come in. I mean, some of the co-hosts are kind of, you know, they're kind of awed by the splendor and the majesty of the studio.
It's pretty splendorous.
Yeah. And they're meeting us, their idols.
That's always amazing.
In person.
That's always
incredible.
Idols.
They're sports idols.
Yeah,
in person. And so, you know, so they don't say much. So you have to kind of encourage them. And they say, oh, yeah, okay, you get to talk. Yeah, I have to.
Who do I have to encourage?
Whoever the co-host is, the guest co-host that win the brackets.
Okay.
I'm in second place. I could still, you know.
You could win. And then what do you win?
Then we don't have a one time I won something, right?
I did.
I won
fantasy
one of these.
Fantasy baseball?
No, we didn't do fantasy.
Fantasy
baseball.
Football.
I did something once
fantasy
that I won.
Fantasy cricket.
Yeah, fantasy cricket, and whatever it was that I won that time. Then we didn't have a co-host because I won, so it wasn't very fun. It's not very fun to win. You know, it's more fun to compete. It's more fun to come in second.
Yeah, I won something. I won fantasy football. I think.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh
I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah. You did. That's right.
By like a lot.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't even close.
No, you were.
Like it was a total blowout.
Yeah.
I'm super obsessed. I got nothing going on in my life, and that's
you
why
crushed
I
crushed everybody.
Yeah.
You crushed everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So here's the standings now in the Sportsy Talk hockey brackets. This guy that I can't even pronounce his name, Woj Svendwoj, is number one.
Do we
one.
Know that he lives in America?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He does.
That's a guy you know?
I don't know him personally, but you know, Yeah, he lives in America, yes. And I'm second.
Why can't we get DJ Listener Cat to be a co-host
someday?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, I know. She's a real DJ.
I know. She's amazing. And
I know.
A real listener.
What's going on?
She's in Chicago.
Yeah, where's she?
She's in Chicago.
What's going on? Why doesn't she play our little reindeer games?
Why doesn't she come here? We don't know. Danny D is in third. Who's Gary Cheever?
He was a goalie for the Bruins back. He was the guy. Remember the Impossible Dream? Wasn't he?
Yeah.
Wasn't he one of the goalies?
I don't know. But Gary Cheever's mask is the name of one of the brackets.
I think he was one of the first guys to wear a mask, and it was like it looked like the Jason mask. It was one of those like with the whole eye holes and stuff. And it was right against your face, so when pucks hit you, it just broke your face, like it broke your jawbone and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it was good.
Well, he's Gary Cheever's mask, whoever he is or she. And then Tiny Anteater Mob is in fifth place, and then you're in sixth place because you have zero points.
Yeah. I think I picked the Blues.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't pick anybody to win, and therefore you have
no,
zero
No, that's
points.
Not true. Yeah. I mean, I remember doing it. I was drunk
yeah,
and naked.
You
I was
didn't
alone.
Say, oh, God.
It was another Friday night in the bathtub.
Stop it. Jesus.
Friday night in the bathtub.
Oh, my God.
The top of the hour, it's Morricone Island's coming up next.
Yep. You know who we should have
What?
Who we should have supported in the Kentucky Derby was the horse Nyquist, because he's actually named after somebody from the Red Wings, a hockey team.
I know, I watched that, and it was boring.
What's Nyquist's first name? Gustav. Gustav Nyquist.
Is that his real name?
That was his name.
He's going to lose. He's not going to. He can't be. He's no.
The horse?
Yeah.
He's no American. Faroe.
Faroe. Yeah, no, that was fine. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, I used to watch like 3 hours of pregame.
Yeah.
Because I had no idea what time the actual thing was
on. Wait, pregame, you mean like pre-race?
Yeah, where they're like interviewing the horses.
Oh, interviews the jockeys. We saw like this sad story of the Devereaux or whatever their name is.
What's their problem?
The guy, the jockey, is like a Hall of Fame jockey, and he's really great, except then he had a little alcohol problem, and
now
nobody will talk to him anymore or give him anywhere, you know, to ride or anything.
That's kind of a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
That was that show. Did you ever watch that show Luck that was on HBO?
I don't get HBO. You know that.
Yeah, but you watch the HBO. I give you the
I watch Game of Thrones with
Game
you.
Of Thrones
I
with
watch
me.
Game of Thrones with you every Sunday night. It's
I mean,
really,
not
I'm
with
really
me,
happy.
But...
I'm happy to watch it with you. Yes, I am.
So you haven't seen Luck, but it's a good show.
Okay. Dustin Hoffman, is that the horse?
Yeah, the horsey show. But the horses kept dying, so they had to cancel the show.
They had to cancel the show because the horses.
There's too many horses died.
God. A friend of mine saw the race between Ruffian and whoever Ruffian was racing against, where Ruffian broke her leg.
Who's Ruffian?
She was a
Barbaro. Is that the name?
Ruffian was this
Who's
really
Ruffian?
Great. It was a great female horse.
Filly.
Filly, thank you. I was going to say a mare, but she never had foals, so she was a filly.
Okay.
And she was a filly, and everybody said that she could beat the best male horse that was running, so they had some horse that won, like, two of the three legs of the Triple Crown or something, but I don't remember that horse's name. And they did a match race out at Belmont between her and this male horse, and she was way ahead of him, and her leg just snapped like a match, and she went down,
nasty.
and they had to put her to sleep on the track, and everything. It was just awful.
I was saying, wouldn't the horses go faster if there were no dudes on their backs?
Yes.
They would, right?
Yes.
But then someone said to me on Twitter that they wouldn't run. They would just kind of like eat grass.
Yeah, they kind of hang around. And
well, how do they get the greyhounds to run? They have this little stuffed bunny.
They have a rabbit
filled
that they
with,
chase.
You know,
yeah.
Like a pork chop, and then they roll that around. So, like, couldn't you get the horses to run without people whipping them and stomping on them or whatever?
Well, you'd have to have something that they'd run to chase.
I think it'd be more fun if it was children. What if they were, you know, instead of being, you know, 40-year-old people.
Jockeys are, like, the size of children.
No, but I'm saying, can't you get, like, a 6-year-old girl to ride the
thing?
No,
they're not strong enough. They're not strong enough. The jockeys have to be really strong.
Why?
To steer the horse. You know?
Well, the horse knows where to go. Over
there. No. Look, you watch, like, a race. Like, you watch... I think it was Exaggerator in the Kentucky Derby came up from behind, and he wove in between these horses, you know? You need somebody to steer the horse to get it in, to go in between the horses.
The horse doesn't know where to go?
No, the horse doesn't know. The horse doesn't care.
The horse doesn't care?
The horse sees a bunch of horses in front of it. It says, well, I'm not going in there. I'll just stay back here.
Why
can't
it just be more like the dog show? The dogs just kind of stand there and do nothing, and they're just beautiful.
Well, they have horse shows.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, sure.
Why don't they put those on TV?
Oh, you know what we ought to do?
Yeah.
We ought to go out, like, on... Out in the Hamptons and stuff, they have all these, you know, 1%er.
Polo?
Yeah, they have these 1%er horse shows and polo and stuff. We should, like, get the recorder and go out there some weekend and record some stuff.
I'm ready.
For the show.
I'm ready to do
you
it.
You
want to
go out there?
Yeah, I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the GOP convention coming up, but we still have no idea whether we'll be.
Yeah, we don't know if we're going to that yet or not. When are we going to find out? We're supposed to find out this week.
They're still vetting us.
Aren't we supposed to find out this week?
Maybe. I don't remember. Someone told me. I mean, I was asking Ken.
I've never been arrested, so I should be able to get in.
I've never been arrested. I mean, I was put into protective custody a couple times. I was a little too drunk to drive a car one time,
Lord.
So, you know, that happened. I do a lot of things on Twitter when I'm drunk.
Mm.
I don't know if the FBI pays attention to that.
Do they pay attention to that?
I mean, if you go at FBI or hashtag FBI or... Hashtag CIA, please arrest me.
When I found out a long time ago when WFMU's studios were still in East Orange.
Yeah.
But not in the basement, in the house. That was a different, that was a second place that they had a studio. I found out that the National Security Agency, the NSA.
NSA, delightful
was,
people.
Yeah, they were listening in on all phone conversations.
Yeah.
And but not, like, they wouldn't listen to your whole conversation unless they heard something really bad at the beginning of it.
Yeah, like, hey, let's blow up something.
Yeah, so I suggested that everybody start every conversation with the words violent overthrow of the government. And then go on and talk about the most boring stuff. Like,
mean,
if you
instead
had
of, like, hello.
Yeah, just start with, just say that, you know. So that then what would happen is that, like, if you had to call somebody and say, oh, you know, will you pick up the dry cleaning? And then I'm going to come home late, so should I stop by the Chinese
place
and get
dinner? But that's how terrorists talk, right? That's, like, their code is, like,
yeah, maybe.
Hey, pick up the dry cleaning means, like, blow something up.
Yeah, but I thought if you started, like, with the words, then they'd have to listen to your entire conversation, no matter how banal and stupid it
Rich,
was.
Like, as a poet, that would help me. Like, because I had really provocative titles for my poems, like, I Want to Destroy the World or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the poem really bad, just so the NSA would be like, oh, I'm interested in what
your
is this?
Poetry.
Oh, I'm one of your, oh, this is a good, pretty good guy. I read that poem by accident. I thought it was a, you know.
Pretty good poem.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, it didn't work. And now if you say that now, they'll, like, come and put you in Guantanamo or
that's
something.
That's fine. Yeah,
so
that's okay.
That's not good.
You
I don't want to go there.
They
no.
never let you out.
Yeah, they never let you out, and then they torture you.
Wasn't he going to close that place? How'd that go?
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. They've been sending guys from Guantanamo to, like, other countries.
What country would you like to go to?
Yeah, Denmark.
Denmark? Yeah, Denmark seems nice.
Could I go to Denmark?
Yeah, awesome. I mean, it's always rainy. I met a Danish guy.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty rainy.
I don't mind rain. I lived in Portland.
I mean, nonstop rain.
So my horse in the Kentucky Derby...
It might be tears
came
in Denmark.
came a gun runner.
How did a gun runner do?
Came in third.
That's not bad. It was leading for a while.
Yeah, Nyquist, Exaggerator, gun runner. And then your horse...
My horse was named Majesto.
Majesto.
Came in 20th?
He came in 18th.
It was drunk.
18th out of 20.
I mean, that's a disappointment.
That's
I like long odds. That's you know. Yeah. I like somebody. If it's actually gonna bring it in, I want long odds. You know.
Yeah, I see.
But it was the people who did that. I'll have another.
Oh
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good horse.
That was a nice horse.
Yeah.
It didn't win the Triple Crown, but it was won
was
the first
horse.
Two or something
yeah,
like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It did well.
That's pretty well.
Mm.
Do well. They make Disney movies out of horses that win the first two and lose the third
no.
one? They don't.
No.
Sea urchin. What was that one? Sea biscuit. Sea chicken.
Sea
chicken.
No, Seabiscuit was a. That's a great.
Yeah, why is that a
great
movie?
Book.
Why is that a great
I never
book?
Saw. I never saw the movie.
Weren't we going to have that lady on the show? Didn't she write the concussion book too?
No, she's not the same lady.
Laura Hillenbrand.
No, it's not the same lady.
Oh, what did she write? Oh, she wrote the one about the Brad Pitt movie, the movie about the Olympians getting tortured by the Japanese.
What the hell are you talking about?
Unbroken? Unbroken, yeah.
Is
she
that about
that
Olympians?
Too. Yeah, there's like some guy in
that.
A death camp.
Yeah, I know there's a guy in a death camp, and I know it's World War II, but I didn't know it was Brad Pitt, and I didn't know it was like
I think
Olympian.
It's Brad Pitt's wife. What's her name? Jennifer Aniston?
That's his first wife.
Oh, right.
God, she's pathetic, isn't she?
No,
I feel sorry
who?
For her.
They're all great.
Jennifer Aniston.
I saw Jennifer Aniston on the street in New York, and she was tiny but beautiful. You know, I mean, she was great. She could be a jockey.
No, you're thinking of Angelina Jolie.
She's
crazy.
Fine. Yeah, no,
she's awesome.
Fine.
She's awesome.
No, she's not.
Okay, she's good.
She's okay.
Hey, more Coney Island's coming up soon.
Hey.
Did we talk about all the sports yet? Did we talk about everything?
Yeah, I got nothing left.
Did we talk about Steph Curry? Yes.
Steph Curry is going to be he's the first unanimous MVP pick of the NBA, which is hard to believe because Michael Jordan was in the league for a while.
It's
but
hard
apparently
to believe
there was,
it. Yeah, there's
there was
always some guy, right?
Some guy who's like, I don't like that Michael Jordan.
There's some guy. There's
dunking.
No. There's some guy. There's always some guy who's like the sports writer for the local team in some little market, and he thinks his guy is better.
I think John Stockton is better than...
Oh, if only John Stockton were in a major market with a big team, he'd get all the accolades. So, you know, they always, like, vote for their own guy, and they don't vote for the obvious guy. But Steph Curry got it.
Steph Curry, unanimous.
First unanimous pick.
Congratulations to Steph.
Yeah, and Bartolo Colon, getting back to him, he was the co-player of the week in the National
League. We could probably get Bartolo on the show.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think we can get him on the show.
I'm worried that Bartolo Colon is becoming so awesome that I'm kind of worried I'm going to become a Mets fan. I mean, it could happen.
Well, he only pitches once every five games.
Yeah, that's the thing that's saving me, you know? It's only once every five games, and he only hits a home run once every 43 years.
Now, Aroldis Chapman's back for the Yankees, and he pitches like 107 miles an hour. Like, it's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
You don't like that?
He beats people up. I don't know if you're going to hold that against him. Whatever. But although I was happy that the Yankees beat Boston 2 out of 3 this last homestand. Ha ha. If only it had been a sweep.
I mean, it's early. It's early in the season.
Listener Laura, the CEO of the, she was at the game Sunday night where Boston won.
See, we have a knuckleballer. We used to have a knuckleballer named Tim Wakefield. He used to
he was great.
Help us win all the games.
Here, are we done?
Kind of.
Okay, so should I do the thing?
Stephen Wright is his name, the knuckleballer.
Oh, yeah.
And he was wonderful Sunday night. He pitched. He's Boston's best pitcher, and they pay him like $15 an hour to pitch. It's making minimum wage.
Great. He could work at a Trader Joe's for that.
I would work there.
You would?
For that.
You should.
Because then you get free beans or something.
They have good health coverage.
Do they?
Yeah, they sure do. Okay, so this has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We are Sportsy Talk, the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet. And
hopefully next week I'll have a Sacramento Kings facial tattoo.
Yeah, a facial. I wonder if they'd let you get one on your forehead.
On my face?
Do you think we can call them?
No, we called them already.
I know, but I mean, if we called
apparently
them, we
my,
weren't.
Yeah, I mean, some grandmother works there.
I know, but if we weren't on the air, do you think maybe she would have? I mean, she was so upset because I said we were on the air.
She started to cry because we were on the air?
Yeah, you have to say that you're on the air, though, if you're on the air.
I know, or else it's like, illegal. Not in New Jersey, but in other states.
All right, I think we're done.
Listen to more Coney Island, and then listen to WFMU on the app.
All the time. We might
download the app.
We might be back this summer.
We might be back.
I don't know. Do you want to do the show again?
Yeah,
this summer?
I want to. Yeah,
the schedule's about to change.
I think we should keep doing the show.
You think so?
It makes just the right people upset that we should still do it.
Okie doke. That's it then. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
You are tuned to WFMU, Morcone Island, here for another weekly installment of Film Music Frenzy. With special guest Krang joining us shortly, Belgian composer and also an actor, musician. Real name, Pepin Cadron. Just north of Brussels. And he'll be joining us to discuss a second feature-length film scores for the film Camino, directed by Josh C. Waller. It's his follow-up to the horror comedy Cooties. I believe that's 2014, starring Elijah Wood and Rainn Wilson, amongst others. And that was released digitally by Milan Records, our friends at Milan, and on vinyl by the great Death Waltz. And before recently turning to film, Krang was primarily a sample-based composer, scoring over 60 theater productions, primarily for Belgian surrealist horror theater company Abattoir Fermé. And numerous releases came out shortly thereafter on Norway's Miasma Records. They're now based in Berlin. And he just composed a second film soundtrack, that's for Camino, and that's available digitally by Lakeshore on CD, and also on vinyl by Envata. He'll be joining us shortly, so stick around.
Hey.